ClassicCountry909.org and the Radio Alabama app.
Classic Country 90.9.
All things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drugstore, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you in here to Classic Country 90.9 and another installment of Football Fiesta. We are back live from the First Bank of Alabama studios here in Classic Country 90.9. As we'll go back, first of all, we'll go back and relook at last week's game against the Benjamin Russell Wildcats on Thursday night. Then we will have our AGL, Solid Waste Authority, Player of the week, which would be Cam Mullins, and his as he walks in the door right there as we're talking about it, and his position coach, I guess his position coach is going to be able to be here as far as we know. We're still looking.
He said he was.
And which his position coach would be the head coach, and Coach Danny Horn. And then in that third segment, we'll be looking forward to the Valley Rams. And then in that last segment, we'll be looking at the 5A top 10 and then our opponents and how they fared. That's kind of the breakdown. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems as normal. Guys, good to be back in here. Kind of a little bit of a different weekend last weekend with a high school football game on Thursday night. And then we had some college games to take in on Wednesday, on Friday, and, of course, throughout the weekend. So it does seem like it's been – that extra day does feel different with a holiday weekend and everything. But it's good to be back in here and talking high school football.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we had this. It was on Wednesday night. Then we had the Thursday night. The whole schedule was off. And to me, it kind of feels like getting back to this point, Thursday night, this kind of resets. And this weekend, we kind of get everything back where it's supposed to be, on the rotation it's supposed to be on.
And, of course, tonight we again are in studio – rather than in our normal spot, the Mexican restaurant next door. And hopefully we'll be in there next week. And all the fans and guests and all can come in. And
Buddy, they're going to be ready whenever we let the – when Ruben lets the gates open, it's going to be full.
When he lets the gate down.
But, there, you know, anytime you're fooling with something new, there's hurdles that you come up that you're not
sure.
But they're close, really close. We've been able to be in there and check it out. It's going to be neat to do the show live from there, and hopefully next week we'll be doing that. If not, we'll be updating you. We'll be back in studio, but hopefully we will be able to do that.
And later tonight, the last bunch to finally start football starts. The pros.
The NFL.
The first tonight. NFL game. Who is it tonight?
The Cowboys and Eagles.
In Philadelphia.
I thought you were going to say the Cowboys and Indians there for a minute. I was going to try to figure that one out. But the Cowboys and the Eagles. See, I should know that, but that's how much I care about NFL football, even playing fantasy. So it don't excite me that much, to be honest with you.
Well, those are two of my most disliked teams.
So you don't even know who to pull for, huh?
Who will you be for?
Probably the Eagles. I've never been a big Cowboys supporter.
Yeah, I will. Me either.
Is Dak back?
I don't know.
What? He got hurt bad last year. What did he hurt?
Wasn't it his leg?
I don't know. He ain't got them Tim Tebow legs. He's close. What do you think, Harry?
He's next to him.
Was it his legs or his feelings?
Yeah.
Legs or his feelings?
Well, feelings is weekly, but I don't know. I think it might have been a little more.
Yeah, he ain't got the legs Tebow's got.
No.
Well, you can tell that from the injuries he keeps having.
That's right, yeah.
Well, let's look back at last week's 40-7 fall to Benjamin Russell there. And guys, it's not something we're accustomed. You got to give Benjamin Russell, the Wildcats, their credit. They're a very good football team. They did what they needed to do. You know, we come into that game, we hold them to 100 yards passing. And if you told me, and I think any of us, if we would have been told that we were going to hold them to 100 yards passing, that we would definitely thought we were in the game with a chance to win. But the rush, they turned up the rushing yardage for 231 and, you know, got 331 yards total offense. And it was just a tough night. But I was impressed that we were able to slow the passing game down to that extent. But it obviously hindered our run-stopping ability.
Well, we did some good things defensively on, you know, the talk all summer and all during the camp was their passing game. And their B.J. Bedgood and Sedarian Morgan, their two receivers, you know, that was the talk of the main talk about Benjamin Russell. And then, of course, their new quarterback pre-year came in. And so there was a lot of focus on stopping that passing game. But I'll tell you this, they had two running backs, Norris and I think Daniel was the other one, and or Harrell, Norris and Harrell. And both of those guys had terrific games. And we just couldn't, you know, they were so balanced, you know, with us concentrating on the passing game, I think that hurt us defending the run. And those two guys gouged us pretty good. And pre-year, made some good runs as well, a couple of them on scramble plays. But their running game, I'm almost positive we won't face another offense as balanced and as talented as that one. So it just wasn't a good night for us at all.
Well, and on the offensive side, Coach, you kind of got the same thing. They limited us, and we weren't able to establish, you know, either thing offensively, running or passing. I mean, they hold us to under 100 yards total offense. You know, we only had 47 yards rushing, only 46 yards passing on a couple of completions. And, you know, their defensive front did a very good job controlling the line of scrimmage. You know, we didn't have any surge, any push there. You know, offensively and you know, limited in some ways, but still, you know, you're a little disappointed that we weren't able to, that we didn't compete a little better than we did there. And we all know it. I mean, the line of scrimmage is where, you know, games are won and lost, and they controlled that line of scrimmage on both sides last Thursday night.
Well, and if somebody picked up the stat sheet and looked at it, it's just the opposite of what our stat sheets have looked like the last two or three years. Mm-hmm. And that person that found that stat sheet would swear they had the team names in the wrong place.
Right.
If you, again, on our side, on the offensive side, not much, as you men mentioned, 93 yards of total offense. Just couldn't get anything going. Rushing yards, 47. Passing yards, 46. I guess if there's anything to say about that, we were balanced. On the pass and the running game. But, yeah, I mean, one thing that we didn't have a lot of, we only had three penalties for 17 yards. So penalties wasn't an issue, but the turnovers were a big thing there, and the fumbles. And then I don't know how that how you correctly score. I don't guess there's anything. When you block a field goal and they return it for a touchdown, is it even anything?
It's rushing yards for them.
That's all it is, yeah, I guess.
That's what that play was. Turns into a rushing play.
It feels
play
like a whole lot different than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A rushing,
it's a very
touchdown.
Odd play that you don't see very often, but we you know, we remember them well.
It's an odd play, and it can be a deflating play when it happens against you.
It definitely can.
And,
so,
and one thing that stands out to me, you know, looking at the stat sheet, I mean, we only – offensive snaps, we only had 28 for the whole game. We only snapped the ball 28 times.
They dominated the possession time.
Yeah, 28 to their 58.
I mean, if you average that, that's seven snaps
a quarter. The defense on the field, a ton.
Yeah. We snapped the ball average of seven offensive snaps a quarter.
And we never had a good sustained drive.
No. The one, you know, we got there, I think it was 7-0, and they had a bad punt, and we got great field position. And was it like second down or third down? He's right there at the first down sticks, and we fumble. I think it was second down, actually. And we were about to get a first down around the 25, inside the 25. Mm-hmm. And that was a big, big play looking back at it because momentum shifted there. Then they get the football and score. And really, it was tough from then on out. But if you think about it and look at it, and Coach Horn and them talked about it, you know, you had a new quarterback in there, And because of who you were playing, you knew you needed to do a lot of different things. And they're admitting they probably threw too much at the quarterbacks in that game and caused some confusion. Because when you lose your starting quarterback, it's tough. But you're playing one of the toughest teams that you're going to face. It even adds to that pressure. And I think the coaching staff kind of wishes they might have held the reins back a little bit in that game.
And you take some of those things you saw there. You review the film. You go over it. You learn what you can from it, and then you take that tape and you put it in the back of the drawer in the filing cabinet, and you move on to this week.
That's all you can do, but give them credit. It's going to be fun to keep up with Benjamin Russell, and I think they're a 6A team with a chance. If they continue to improve and get things together, looks like they've got a very good and solid kicking game. Obviously, they've got good running backs. They look solid on defense. They do good stuff. And, they're well coached, so keep an eye on those guys as they move throughout the season. They failed to Opelika. That's a good 7A team. They went over into Georgia on Friday and picked up. Didn't they win in overtime?
I think so, by 1 point.
In a big game over there. So you look at their coaches, you pull that up, you look at their region there, it looks like a very winnable region, honestly. Chelsea's in there at 2-0, but I think that's a team that Benjamin Russell will – I've seen Chelsea, actually, on film a little bit. I think Benjamin Russell will be so much more athletic than Chelsea, it'll be difficult. Spain Park will be a tough, tough matchup, probably the toughest matchup, but it'll be fun to watch them in that region and how they do for sure. I also got Chilton County, a team that we've faced in the past in the region, Helena, Pelham, and Calera. So Calera comes in at 0-2. The only 2-0 opponent in there right now is Chelsea.
And that's their opponent this week, Ben Russell. They'll be on the road. They'll make that trip up to Calera Friday for tomorrow night.
So be fun to keep up with those guys throughout this season. But looking back real quick, as a coach, you mentioned a little bit, Coach Herron, but going back to your head coaching days, you didn't have many games like that, and we hadn't had many games like that where not only you lost, but you lost in the way you lost. But how do you go about putting that behind you?
Well, you look at the film. I think you had some concern, I would say, along the line of scrimmage that at times, I don't feel like we didn't compete along the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball the way we felt we should have. We were expecting, and I still think they are, the offensive line and the defensive front. Those down guys and that defensive front, two of the strengths of our team. And you expect us to be able to compete there and not get pushed around too bad. And there were times last week that we did. We got pushed, and that's, credit to them. Credit to Ben Russell, and their fronts were very good. But there were times, and you go back and look at the film, guys, we could have competed better here. I'm not saying the game, the outcome may have been any different, but we could have competed better on the line of scrimmage for longer and more sustained periods of time than we did last Friday night.
Well, it was probably a team up front that we felt like it was maybe more of a stalemate, mm-hmm. an even matchup,
right.
And that's not the way it looked on Thursday right. night. So. Coach Weems, what was your take? What would be your take moving forward?
I wouldn't really dwell on it a whole lot. I wouldn't try to be so negative that your players lose confidence. Coming into the next game, but you just talk about it as little as you can and go about your business, getting ready for your next opponent is the way I would approach it.
I would think it being played on Thursday and an extra day is a positive thing. Coming off of that.
Yeah, you went ahead on Friday, you did some film work, and by the time everybody left school Friday, that thing's gone. And it
helped you to put it behind you.
Yeah, it's done,
quicker.
And you're moving on to getting ready for region play for the Rams.
And, buddy, it's going to be a big one. That's who we'll be facing tomorrow night, the Valley Rams. We're going to take a break right here on Football Fiesta Live on Classic Country 90.9, the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Catch 'em All Sporting Goods in Ashland, Nexus Circle K offers hunting gear, fishing supplies, firearms, and ammunition. Their selection includes rods, reels, tackle, rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Hunting supplies are available for deer, Turkey, and Dove. Information is available on Facebook or by phone at 256-252-1001. Ketcham Hall Sporting Goods is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwood is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9.
We have to get back here on Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta Live from the First Bank Alabama Studios here on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Tatey, Coach Chris Aaron, Coach Jerry Wings. We also got Heath Bone in here assisting us tonight. But we got a couple of special guests. First, back on Football Fiesta again, Coach Danny Horn. Coach Horn, good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
And Coach Horn is here because of our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week here, presented by Awards to Remember, Cam Mullins, linebacker Cam Mullins, and also fullback Cam Mullins. Good to have you here with us, Cam.
Nice to be here.
As we look back at last week, again, we've been watching you, obviously, the week before. We've been watching you throughout the whole season, and looking back at last week, you had 7 solo tackles, 3 assists, but when we look at your point totals there, you also had 1 pass breakup, and we're going to talk a little bit about the pass breakup in just a little bit, but and two tackles for a loss. So a solid week. I think you and your cohort there, Cole Watts, both had a good week at linebacker, making a lot of plays, and I can see so much maturity from you playing there last year and coming up. And a lot of those tackles you were just a tick behind on last year, you seem to be making this year, and it's making a big difference.
I'd say so. It's a lot with just getting that year under your belt, you know, just having that a lot more experience, a lot more confidence in yourself. That's really where it comes from there.
Absolutely. Well, playing young, you're still a junior. Mm-hmm. You started last year, all season as a 10th grader. And linebacker is a key place and an opportunity to come in and make those plays. But you're making a lot of those tackles. Not only are you making those tackles, and I know Coach Horn can speak to this, but you're making a lot of those tackles at or behind the line of scrimmage or for short gains. Those were tackles maybe last year you were making for a 3-yard gain, and that makes a big difference in a game when you're coming up, trusting your reads and making plays early. Coach Horn, do you agree the difference in Cam from he was a good linebacker last year, don't get me wrong, but you can just tell he's getting there and he's getting there quicker this season.
Absolutely. I think the year's experience, has helped him. He's, you know, last year, and he knows it too. You know, Cam's smart. And he wasn't finishing tackles last year. He was kind of pulling up a little bit. But this year, he's finishing tackles. And I mean, that comes with experience, but also comes with smartness. You know, he sets up our defense, and he did it as a 10th grader. And he's more confident doing that, and just a lot more confidence in his play.
Well, we look at Cam, and Cam, you might could give me the exact stats on your size, but we got you listed at 5'10", 190. Is that about right? Not the biggest guy, but you play much bigger than that. You and Cole both there at linebacker. But saying that, if people knew – and what I know about you, how strong you are in the weight room, Coach, he's one of the stronger ones in the weight room, too, and you can see that make a difference when he comes in making those tackles.
Yeah, absolutely. He's gotten a lot stronger, but that's because Cam, he wants to do the right thing, and he's worked hard, and he's improved, and he was already strong, but he's improving in strength, and if we can just get his speed just a little bit more. But we're working on that.
We don't put 40 times on the sheet.
No, but he's got a decent 40, but he probably needs to improve that a little bit. But I'm proud of him. He's a winner, and, you know, we need more of him on the team.
Well, Coach Williams, I know you got something for Cam and probably for Coach Horn here as we move on.
Well, Cam, the strength that Coach Horn's talking about, do you think that's valuable to you as far as being able to take on blockers and get off the blockers?
Oh, no doubt. You know, being a lot smaller, I mean, most of these linemen we're going up against got 100 pounds on me. So, yeah. You know, having that strength with you is a big help.
I imagine Coach Horn may feel threatened somewhat by you being so smart. As,
you know. No, I can tell you I'm not threatened by it.
But you seem to read extremely quick because you're always around the ball. Mm-hmm. And like Rusty said, you know, a lot of those times when you get to the ball, it's on the other side of the line of scrimmage. So you're doing a great job reading. Then you're utilizing all your athletic skills, your strength, your reading and that type thing to get where you need to be. So that's what you look for in a linebacker.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the traits that you look for, and your 40-yard dash time's really not that critical because, I mean, how often are you going to run 40 straight yards?
Not many times.
Wait a minute now, Coach. It is pretty critical.
it can help a lot.
Yeah, well, if you get sideline to sideline, it is. Yeah,
if you get caught up in coverage now, it might be critical. But
good angles and good attack angles and stuff.
That's exactly that. Mm-hmm. That offsets the lack of speed and some
picking the right gap to go through and come through there makes a big difference. One thing, and I've asked this before of other linebackers, and I'm going to ask you the same, especially since Coach Horn's decided to be the position coach for the inside linebackers. What is it like having the head coach, the winningest coach in Alabama State athletic history? What is it like having him as a position coach? And he's in here, I know, but he'll take it however. I mean, seriously, I mean, not too many people can say that, but what is it like having your head coach as a position coach?
He kind of sets the culture, I guess. I mean, I know for the team, but especially within the linebackers, because especially kind of the past that the linebackers had, not only for him but for Central, you know, it's a very good history. And, you know, it's kind of just trying your best to continue that.
Absolutely. It's got to be kind of neat, too.
And so, it is.
When you look down at those other groups, hey, I got the head coach here with me. So, but you probably don't get special. You probably get specially treated, but I wouldn't call it special treatment. That's too.
Maybe a little more pressure there, too.
Yeah. It's kind of.
Knowing you've got to perform.
Yeah. But
it's kind of. And drills and all.
Putting that pressure in the back of your head. You know, that kind of just got to look past it.
Absolutely. Well, I know it's got to be neat, but being there, I wanted to kind of jokingly talked about that pass breakup last week, but it was a good pass breakup. You got in your zone there and read that ball and had a chance for a pick, and I just wanted to I know that ball was thrown really hard, and I am picking at you, but I could also see you being hard on yourself after that ball fell to the turf.
Yeah, I've dropped and deflected my share. I can't really catch a football. I can catch a baseball, but I can't really catch a football.
Well, that one was at a close distance thrown really hard, so it was a tough one. But you were right in position to pick that off, and it'll come. It'll come, and it'll come soon. Eventually. You keep getting in the position Coach Horn teaches you to be in. Also, lots of times when we go to the wishbone, you end up being the fullback. How do you enjoy that, getting to go in? Obviously, them putting you in that role, it shows the headhunter type you are, and getting to run the football a little bit too from that position.
I love playing fullback. If I wasn't playing linebacker, I don't want to be doing it. I was kind of waiting my chance. Even when I came up in eighth grade, that first spring, I was already kind of practicing there some. Then I was all ninth grade year and kind of quit later in the year. And then sophomore year, eventually Damari got hurt or he was sick 1 week, and they just needed somebody, so I just jumped right in.
Yeah, got a big smile on your face and went on. This is a chance. Coach Horn, how's that when you do go to the wishbone, which I know you enjoy the wishbone like we do, kind of old school football, but then you look out there and you got your linebacker that you have out there playing fullback, which is not uncommon for people that run that, but maybe in 5A football it is. But what do you think about when you see that?
Well, Cam, I mean, he's a good blocker too. I mean, he's smart. He knows exactly where to go, and you know, I know he's playing linebacker, but you know, we don't run a wishbone every play, so he's one of those. But if we did, he would be one of those that could go both ways without any problems. I'm totally confident in that. Some we got that probably couldn't, but he could. And he can run the ball pretty good too, on a trap and some other plays. But I feel really, really confident with him on the field on either side.
See him making a lot of tackles as well on kickoff coverage. He does a good job of getting down the field on those. So we talk about that speed. That would probably definitely help on that kickoff coverage a little bit. But he's in on a lot of plays, obviously making good angles and staying in his lane, doing the right thing to be able to make those tackles. He ends up coming out a lot. Coach Horn, I wanted to talk to you before we let you go. We kind of focused on the linebacker group. Obviously, you got Cam. Cole Watts actually had seven solo tackles. I mean, they're almost mirrored each other in the tackles last week. Cam had the two tackles for a loss and a pass breakup. Or Cole Watts is sitting here, honestly, that because their stats are so similar. But how do you feel about the guys and maybe some of the backup guys as well?
Well, I feel good about, obviously, Cam and Cole. They've worked hard of being where they're at, and both of them is aggressive and both of them smart. The backup, we got Cole Rice there, and you know, the other one, Gunnar Strickland or Romeo, one of those two that kind of working in and out. But you know, I feel good about our linebacker group. Cole Rice is really the only senior involved there, so you know, they all do a good job of making the reads and making the calls for the defense, and you know, I look good things for them as we continue.
Well, Cam, before we get to this thing and giving you this award, I wanted to give you a chance to thank anybody or speak to anything like that before we let you go. Anybody you want to specifically mention or any group or anybody?
Well, you know, my parents for sure, you know, kind of just give me that background, give me a good start, I guess, kind of teach me the, you know, doing things right, I suppose. You know, thank the Lord, just, you know, give me the opportunity, just give me the ability to be here. You know, it's always important to understand, you know, nothing would really be possible without him and without him on your side. So it's always something that I note.
Absolutely. Coach Horn, as we get ready to let you go, one thing that I'm impressed about is it that you keep this young man out, because he loves to be in the woods. So if you keeping him out of the woods shows me he loves football.
Well, he's
as well.
On the fishing team too. I keep up with him on his fishing
team. He's fishing. He's doing all outdoor stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But coach, before we let you go, you got anything that you'd like to share with us right here?
Well, I mean, Cam's a great kid. I mean, he represents the school with class and character, and that goes back to his parenting, and like he said, and you know, the good Lord blessing him with you know, strength and ability to play. And, you know, I think as the year goes on, he's going to get better and better, as well as the other linebackers. And I look for that to be a strong point. It's like I tell them, they ought to be a headhunter every game. I mean, as a linebacker, you ought to be. You know, I'm looking forward to how they're going to do as the year goes on.
And there were guys that continued to play Friday night when things were not going as well. Your linebackers continued right. to play hard and do what they were supposed to do, which is one of the reasons his stat line's what it is. So yeah. I know you're proud of him for that. Well, at this time, we're going to present Cam Mullins with the AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority Player of the Week, and this is presented by Awards to Remember. And actually, Will Walker, the operator of AGL's in here, so you'll get to meet him. He's one of the big guys that makes sure that this happens each week. But congratulations, Cam, for your game against Benjamin Russell last Thank week. You. And it's an honor to give you this award. We'll take a quick break at this time and come back right here on Football Fiesta Live on Classic Country 90.9.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
Ketchum Mall Sporting Goods in Ashland, Nexus Circle K offers hunting gear, fishing supplies, firearms, and ammunition. Their selection includes rods, reels, tackle, rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Hunting supplies are available for deer, turkey, and dove. Information is available on Facebook or by phone at 256-252-1001. Ketchum Mall Sporting Goods is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Football Fiesta. As we get things situated here, kind of shifted around. We'll apologize if you hear any of that rustling around.
That's kind of like
moving around, breathing hard. Who knows what's going on?
The show outside the show. That yeah, well, a lot we got the here.
Executive director of AGL Solid Waste Authority out there, Will Walker, and it's good to have him in here. He's big reason we're able to do this and present this award. Yeah. Coach, I know I kind of took control of that, but we look back at Cam. We talked about him. Honestly, me and you've talked about him a lot off the air. And he stood out last year, but you can just really tell a big difference this year, his junior year.
Well, he's always been an aggressive type. But, like we talked about, his reading is so much better. You know, he can get to the plays quicker. And we've seen that time and again during the two games we played. I mean, he gets to the ball in a hurry, and I think that, you know, as we mentioned, that comes from experience, and he's a very good linebacker, and his cohort also. We're blessed to have two good inside linebackers.
Well, when you hear Coach Horn talk about him, and I know you've coached a lot led defenses, but – a Coach Horn coach team and really a Clay County team, you look back at the linebackers we have, and it's that type of kid that does things the right way that you can be confident in. They're going to do what you ask them to do. It's really key in our defense to be that type of quarterback for the defense, and it's always players that, that have that ability. They're so similar. And Cam mentioned it. How similar it is in the top players that he uses.
A linebacker's got to be a steady person because, not only has he got to be able to recognize what his assignment is, he's got to make sure that the people surrounding him are in the right place as well and that they're taking care of their assignment. And you put all that together and you've got your unit there. And, if you get a young, inexperienced guy out there at linebacker, a lot of times that's when you see breakdowns. You see people run inside on you and the linebacker's in the wrong gap or the linebacker's read the wrong things, not even there. And that's how defenses break down. And with us, you very rarely see that with people like Cam in there directing all the people around him.
But this time we got another special guest. We've mentioned him, Executive Director of AGL Solid Waste Authority, Will Walker.
In other words, he's the main man.
He is the main man. It's good to have you in here for just a minute, Will, and come in and get to be part of presenting this award to our Player of the Week this week, Cam Mullins. But good to have you in here for a minute,
gentlemen. It's good to see y'all this afternoon. I was proud to be able to be a part of that. That's pretty cool. Getting to sponsor something that recognizes the outstanding performance of the local kids here. I always think it's awesome and a great thing to be a part of. And I'm just glad that I'm able to do it, be a part of it with y'all. And I know all of our guys from the landfill guys to the route drivers, they all, tune in, I guess, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Pretty much every day. And every time Coach Heron mentions them, I say, do you hear me?
You have good radios in the truck.
For a long time, a lot of people didn't know who in the world he was talking about with the Agile Boys.
If the radio goes to, getting blurry or won't pick up reception or the volume speakers start going out, it don't take long and them drivers going to let you know and we'll have to put a new stereo in the trucks. But I'm glad that I got to be a part of that with Coach Horn and all of y'all up here. I think it's a great thing, that y'all do each week throughout the season. And, it's always good to – it gives everybody else on the team something to strive for, other outside of the locker room.
Yeah.
They know who did good. The coaches were, always graded or whatever. So they, they do. But that the recognition, from – the community that really supports and gets behind them, being able to play and have that kind of recognition, I think is really great.
Well, it's good to, without partners like you and AGL Solid Waste Authority, we couldn't do things like that. So just us on our own, we can't do that. So we appreciate you and AGL and you guys partnering with us to be able to present this award. It's good to, to see the smiles on the faces on Thursday nights when we hand those plaques. And I'll say this, there's a lot of deliberation and a lot of stats and looking. And I'm confident when we choose somebody that they're worthy of the award each week. It's absolutely just not anything. And this week you can look back. It wasn't a great week for the football team, but Cam Mullins played his heart out and had good stats and did what Coach Horn has asked him, and that's the reason he was awarded this week.
Well, and absolutely, week, I guess one and two, really, you hear Cam Mullins' name pretty frequently. It don't take a whole lot of work to be able to figure out that, he is deserving of the award. I'm here on behalf of Ashland, Goodwater, and Lionville, the three towns. On behalf of all of them, I really want to tell you that we're proud to be able to, to be a part of this with y'all. And think it's a wonderful cause and hope that y'all get to keep doing what you're doing for a long, long time.
Well, Will, we appreciate it. We're going to move into Valley. You're welcome to stick around here with us in the rest of the segment and talk a little football if you want. We're not running you off, but we're going to move and talk about Valley. So
if we was in the restaurant right now, I probably would, but I'm going to go get a bite for supper. I'm about to start.
Well, thank you, Will. Thank you for coming
by. Look here.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Agile man. There you go.
For them algae boys.
Yeah.
Well, man, we've all. Thank you again, Will. This again is Rusty Taylor. We just had Will Walker, executive director there of AGL Solid Waste Authority, Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, Heath Bones in the studio with us. We've also had Coach Horn and Cam Mullins, our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week, presented by Awards to Remember. Coach Herron, I always give you an opportunity. You give up your opportunity during that time. I want to give you an opportunity to speak about Cam Mullins and what you've seen of him yourself.
The question I wanted to ask him and didn't get asked, and I'll ask him next time I meet. He was a 7 solo tackle, 3 assists guy. And we talked about his speed and that quickness. If that speed had been a step or two more, I mean, obviously he was close on 3 of them because he had those 3 assists. If he'd been a step or two faster, he might have got those tackles and been a double-digit tackle man.
A double-digit solo is a major number.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have many of that. You don't have many of those.
And I'm going to say, you know, if the Lord keeps him healthy, if he stays healthy, he may have one of those nights.
He'll have one in his career, year. Somewhere in his career.
And he's just a junior.
That's right.
That's the good thing, as Coach Horton mentioned. Well, guys, let's look forward to tomorrow night as we go to Valley. We get into region play. You know where it really, really counts and really matters. And Coach Weems had shared off the air some interesting stats. And I think it's worthy, before we move into it, that you mention a couple of those stats about our region performances since Central High School has started.
Well, with us starting our region play tomorrow night, I thought it was interesting to look back and see how we fared in region games. And, of course, you know, Central – first season was 2012. And believe it or not, we have played 82 region games from 2012 until now. 82 we played. And we've won 77 of them. So that means we are 77-5 in region games. And right now, the last region game that we lost was 2019 when we played up at Mortimer Jordan. Since that time until now,
we actually lost that one at home.
Yeah. We are on a 31-game winning streak right now in region games. So, and Coach Herron shared with us out of those 5 losses, he was the head coach 4 of them. So.
That's right. don't leave that part out, Coach. Don't leave it.
But it was some good teams now. I mean,
absolutely.
Every one of those 5 teams earned those wins against the Volunteers.
A couple of Mortimer Jordans. What was it? Daveville, and Beauregard.
2 Beauregards, Tallahassee,
and Mortimer Jordan.
Those are the 5 region games we've lost.
That'd be 6, wouldn't it?
Daveville, 2 Beauregards,
Tallahassee.
Two Mortimer Jordans.
Well, but
just 1 Mortimer Jordan one.
We lost to them in 18 and 19.
We just lost to them once.
Oh, no.
The playoff game now didn't count.
No, but we lost to them twice.
Yeah, but one of them was playoff.
We never lost to them in the playoffs. We beat them both times in the playoffs. Because we won the state championship, Coach, both of those years.
If we lost to them twice, then I've made an error.
I'm sorry, but that just hit me.
I mean, we lost to them in 2019.
We lost to them twice in the regular season, both 18 and 19.
Okay, I missed 18.
We defeated them in the playoffs in 18 and 19.
All right, so 76.
And 6.
And 6. Rather than
that almost sounds better for some reason.
Instead of 77-5, we are 76-6 in region games.
That's an impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Impressive
Even that, and that one more loss, that's still pretty impressive.
Well, let's talk about Valley. I'm going to tell you what, this is not the Valley team we saw last year. Their quarterback kind of transferred during the middle of the year, Caden Foreman. They've got an offensive line. If you take the 5'11", 195 center out, between the guards and the tackles, they average over 3. They got 3 guys over 300 pounds. 6'1", 300, 6'1", 310, 6'1", 320, and 6'2", 285. Got some big guys up front, solid receiver and core. And the thing that I just wanted to mention is I think the defense has much improved. And it's a lot of seniors and juniors. They've been playing a lot of underclassmen up into this year. But what stands out to you guys about the Valley Rams?
Well, we talked with Coach Hunter this morning on the three-point stance, and I told him that I'd watched some film, and the first thing that caught my attention was the size of his offensive tackles. You know, one's 300, one's
320.
320. And he told us a bit about them. One of them actually moved in this year, but yeah, they're strong. And you know, we played Valley. I think this will be the sixth time that we played Valley, and this is the best Valley team I think that we will have faced. You know, they pushed us over there 1 year till
12-6.
Yeah, it became a fourth quarter game. This team is just every bit as competitive, and they have a good running back that's explosive. He's able to break plays, and their quarterback can throw the football, and this gives them a new dimension they haven't had. They've been basically a running team in the past, but now can throw and run. So we're looking at a very good Valley team, and with that big offensive line, I think our defense is in for a tough matchup tomorrow night.
Coach Heron, what's your take on the Valley Rams?
Well, you know, looking at their defensive front, I mean, they've got some, you know, nobody's going to, their offensive line and defensive line is a whole different set of guys. You know, good size across the front there. The down guys, you know, you're at 225, 270 right there at nose tackle in the middle, 250 at the other defensive end, a couple of 180, 190 ends there, a couple of 200-pound linebackers. So, the defensive front, good size, good – they move a lot. You know, a lot of movement up there. They're not sitting still much.
A lot of stunting from the linebacker.
A lot of stunting there. You know, we've got two film on them. In the two film we've seen, those linemen are on the move over 50% of the time. They're not playing a straight up, playing your head up there, slanting, pinching, twisting, doing that type of thing. So it's going to be challenging for our offensive line to have our heads up, get off the ball. First of all, start with a good get off, and then know, we've worked on it all week. This is the different packages of runs, blitzes, runs, pass blitzes, and stunts they run. And just be aware that it's going to come more times than not. They're not, when the ball snap, they're not going to be where they are. They're going to be on the move from the snap.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take our final break and get ready to come back. We'll look at our schedule, how they fared, and who they faced this week, and also the 5A top 10 when we come back on Football Fiesta Live on Classic Country 90.9.
Perryland Foods is a local
bar and associates injury attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tpharlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert. Stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwood is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live on Classic Country 90.9, the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, and Radio Alabama Sports, division of Radio Alabama Sports. We've had a full show, but we're going to fill it up as we close out this final segment. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron. And Coach Herron, will you lead us through our schedule, how they fared, and who they faced?
Well, look at it. The Hanley Tigers, they picked up their first win of the season last week. They hosted the Dadeville Tigers. They're in Hanley at right field. Hanley picked up a 49-20 win over Dadeville to go to 1-1. And this week, they're up in Heflin taking on the Cleburne County Tigers as they get started in region play. Benjamin Russell, of course, last week defeated our Vols 40-7. They go on the road this week to begin play at Calera. The Wildcats of Ben Russell 1-1 as they head up to Calera to take on those Eagles on the road. The Valley Rams, they're at 2-0. They defeated Smith Station last week on the road 37-21, and they'll be hosting our Vols tomorrow night there in the Valley. Marbury, those Bulldogs, they're 0-2. They made the trip down last week to the Bay Area, Bayside Academy. They fell to Bayside 41-19, and they'll be hosting the Beauregard Hornets tomorrow night there at Marbury. Sylacauga, the Aggies, they are 2-0 after a win last week at Montevallo. They beat the Bulldogs 33-0, and they'll host the Holtville Bulldogs tomorrow night over at Legion Stadium there in Sylacauga in their first region game. The Scottsboro, they're 1-1 after defeating North Jackson 28-0, and they'll kick off their region schedule at Boaz, taking on those Pirates tomorrow night. Elmore County, 1-1. After falling at Tallahassee last week, 25-9, they are out of region this week. They're the odd man out on region play, and they've got them a game at Carroll. They'll be playing tomorrow night. Holtville at 1-1. Of course, last week they won at Shelby County 35-13, and they'll make the trip to Sylacauga, taking on those Aggies. Beauregard, they're at 0-2. They lost to Anniston last week, 28-15, and they'll be at Marbury, as we mentioned earlier. And Pell City, they're off to a 2-0 start after a close one last week at Coosa Christian. Pell City winning at Coosa Christian 28-27. And the Pell City Panthers, they make the trip up I-20 to the Trustful area to take on Clay Chalkville as they begin region play in Class 6A. And that's the opponents on the Vols schedule this week, as of this week.
Coach Williams, take us through the Class 5A top 10.
Okay, we had some changes this week. Of course, Catholic Montgomery lost. They've dropped to number 7, and the number 3 team, the Volunteers, fell to number 8. But looking at the top 10, number 1 is Vigor, and they'll be playing LaFleur this week. Number 2 is Moody, and they'll be playing a local team, the Jacksonville Golden Eagles. Number 3 is Williamson. They'll play Alberta this week. So two of the top 3 teams from the Mobile area. Number 4 is Fairview. They made the jump from number 6 up to 4, and they'll play West Point this Friday night. Number 5 is Guntersville. They'll be playing Brewer. Number 6, Leeds, and they'll play Springville this Friday. We mentioned Catholic being number 7. They'll play Eufaula, and of course the Volunteers at number 8 will play at Valley tomorrow night. The number 9 team is Corner. They'll play Winona from over in the Birmingham area. And the number 10 team this week is St. Clair County, and they have an open week. Some other teams in 5A that received votes, we had Ramsey, Headland, Boaz, Northside, Scottsboro, Greenville, Andalusia, and Ardmore. So that's a close look at 5A this week.
Before we go, we got a couple more minutes. I want to look at some games around our area, and you guys may have some that you want to mention that could be interesting games. But one of the things that I wanted to wanted to mention is Oxford. Oxford, you know, a power, and I think they still are, but they'll be facing Shades Valley tomorrow night, and Oxford comes in at 0-2. When's the last time you can think that probably Oxford, the Oxford Yellow Jackets, fell in their first two games of the season? Looking down the schedule, any other game, big games, if you were not headed to Valley tomorrow night, what game would be the most interesting to you guys?
Well, I may make the trip down to Wadley. A couple of 2-0 teams there. The Fayetteville Wolves.
Getting to see the Wadley, the Wadley Bulldogs down there have been rolling, but Fayetteville got it going on. It'll be a big game.
They've beaten two larger Talladega County teams in their two wins, Childersburg and Talladega.
Absolutely. So they'll play. Coach Williams, do you have one that you've really jumped on?
Just out of interest, Alexandria is playing White Plains tomorrow night. And I'm interested to see how Clint Smith does with White Plains. You know, in the past, I think White Plains would fold up the tents when they played Alexandria. But I'm thinking that may not happen in this game. I think Clint will have his team ready to play.
Alexandria picked up a big dominating win over Jacksonville last week, by the way.
But the game I really would love to see is tonight when Auburn High School goes to Opelika. But and I am going to see some of it because it's on the statewide TV network. So that's a good game. Anyone interested in watching a good high school game?
We'll be keeping eyes on all these scores and many more throughout tomorrow night on the drugstore scoreboard, as we'll be bringing that at halftime and postgame. But throughout the game, we'll be trying to get scores. We got the score sheet ready. We appreciate Tommy Wood assisting us each week, and he's already got our score sheet ready for tomorrow night. We'll be looking at. I wanted to give you both of you men a chance as we get ready to close things out here for final remarks. Coach Herron?
Well, first of all, I want to say the game Coach Williams mentioned, the White Plains Alexandria, two Calhoun County teams, but that'll be the first time White Plains has ever played at Alexandria.
Really?
Their first trip to the Valley.
That's strange. Mm-hmm.
Sure will.
Well, you got anything as we close this football fiesta? We just a couple minutes to go here.
Looking forward tomorrow night to seeing how we respond, how we bounce back. I know practices at times this week has been kind of challenging, and the guys were encouraged that put that behind us and let's go on. These games now are the ones that count. You're starting to you need to win this one to stay. We want to be 1-0 in region play and working toward the playoffs, and it starts qualifying for one of those four spots with this game tomorrow night at Valley.
Absolutely. Coach Waynes?
Well, we're going to a place that historically has been a tough place to play at Valley. And, they've had some great teams in the past. I think Coach Adam Hunter, this is his sixth year at Valley, so he's got his program established. And it's going to be a tough battle. And it's a great way to open up the region play with perhaps us playing the best team on our region schedule tomorrow night.
It very well could be the best game. Something to mention here before you got any, you got something else.
And it's at the field, remember, is the Point University Stadium.
It is. It's where Point plays. Mm-hmm. And it's not right at the high school, is it?
No, it is not.
It's not. I kind of remember us getting in there the last time we were over there and calling a game in a close one over there. It looks like we'll probably be sitting with our fans. That's always fun.
Yeah, right there with them.
But as I mentioned, tomorrow night's Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show. It comes on at 6. So if you can't make it or you're on your way over, tune in. You can tune in on your Radio Alabama app, or you can tune in on Classic Country 90.9 as we give you a one-hour pregame before we move into the Blues Car Wash and Lube first quarter there. Also, don't forget, we'll be bringing you the scoreboard. The drugstore brings you the scoreboard each and every night. We'll be bringing you that. Football replay on Saturday morning. Spencer Lovis, land agent of Southeastern Land Group, he brings that each and every week at 10 o'clock. And also this week, Volunteer Voices goes on the road as we'll be over at the cross-country meet at Central High School of Clay County from 8 to 10. So we'll be doing the show, the Volunteer Voices show, Myself, Coach Williams will be there. Heath Bone, Jeremy Character, maybe Coach Giddens. Who knows who you'll hear on the radio on Saturday morning, but you'll want to tune in right here on Classic Country 90.9, the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network. Till next time, God bless and go Vols.